This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
And we were talking about bodily washing habits and such, but we're going to get into gun control coming up here. You're certainly still welcome to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Mark, you'd had a story. I do have it pulled up here.
Thank goodness.
Elizabeth Warren, one of the Democratic candidates for president, says she's got a plan to reduce gun deaths by 80%. Now, of course, it's easy to make any kind of promises when you are a politician, because the bigger the promise.
I have a plan to reduce gun deaths by 81%.
I've already put on Facebook that I am promising anyone who votes for me for president one Bitcoin if I win.
Wow. All right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, though. First, to start things out this hour, we're actually going to our Discord call-in lines, which, by the way, allow you to call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find the top four rooms on our chat server there. Our voice rooms called the on-air call-in lines. Just pick one of them, join that room, and we will join you there. And you'll be on the air with us like Red Devil is in Montana. Go ahead, Red Devil.
Yeah, so you guys are all talking about these natural remedies and things like that, soaps and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I work in I'm a pesticide applicator here in Missoula. I do, like, lawn fertilization and, spraying weeds and everything. And my company, it's gone into a more of a definitely organic side. And the thing is, though, is you start looking at some of these products, even the organic ones that got chemicals like eugenol and stuff like that, and that stuff will, like, it's pretty dangerous stuff. Like, you get it in your eyes, you go blind kind of stuff.
Yikes.
But I've got the best idea, because working in lawns, you find out what kills weeds the best. It's just dog urine. So I feel
really?
Like somebody needs to come out with just concentrated dog urine and weed spray. I mean, people would love it, and they'd buy it up. So if anybody's got a dog kennel out there, start your own business, man.
What's the chemical in the dog urine that causes that? I'm sure they can make a derivative of that.
Actually, it's just the nitrogen in the dog urine that burns the stuff. So if you notice, like, on lawns and everything, you'll have a dead patch, and then around it is super green and growing.
Yeah.
Which that's nitrogen, which is pretty much just fertilizer. So
I thought that poop that caused those brown spots in lawns.
Oh, no, it's dog urine for sure.
Okay.
I mean, also dogs run on stuff and everything, but female dogs, they hear the worst, but that's, what you hear, so.
All right.
Yeah, if anybody's got any kennels out there, you can just bottle that stuff and sell it. Next round.
It works for the gamer girls online. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Red Devil. I appreciate it.
Then you had to go say the things about the gamer girls online. I just had my joke. Them bitches got bad urine, right? About female dogs.
Being
and
bitches,
then
yeah.
You, had to mention the gamer girls. And
are you saying my joke was better than yours?
No, I'm saying it derailed mine.
Sorry. Yeah. Maybe you'll have another chance.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced, this according to NPR.org, a sweeping gun control plan on Saturday with the goal of reducing gun deaths by 80% through executive action and legislation. Because that's always stopped people from using guns. That's clearly going to just keep making laws. That'll stop the criminals. She says, you've got to start with a goal. I haven't heard anybody else talk about a goal. She said
that's fair. I'll say that that's fair. It's never about the goal. It's about the methods used to achieve that goal that usually give me pause.
Well, don't worry. She'll give you pause.
Right. I want the goal she has is 80% less gun crime.
Yes.
I'm down.
Yeah.
The NPR Politics podcast, she was interviewed on that. She told them, quote, what I've heard them talk about is here's one thing we'll do, and one thing we'll do, and one thing we'll do, and then we'll quit, unquote. Announcing her plan, Warren said the first step toward meeting her goal is immediate administrative action, which includes a range of ideas, such as requiring background checks. Pretty sure they already do that, don't they?
Yeah, I thought the federal government required background checks.
I guess that's only for new gun sales, right?
Right, so it could be the trying to close the gun show loophole, right? Which I went to a gun show recently, and
You can do that as a felon, go to a gun show?
Well, they didn't check me at the door. And
just can't pick up any of the merchandise.
I did not.
Okay.
So there was this gun show loophole or whatever, and that the idea is that somehow you can buy a gun. I don't know, like a convicted felon can walk into a gun show. I can assure you that is not the case. I asked the guy, so what happens if I decide to buy this gun? He's like, we go right over there, we call the, you know, whatever, we run your background and blah, 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 and then you know... If it comes back bad, that guy over there arrests you, and off you go. If it comes back good, you walk out with your gun.
I'm already disappointed. I got to look at private sales.
Yeah, don't buy. I would never buy like a gun on the books, just because, you know, why would you want to let the government know that?
I wouldn't. Yeah. That's why I don't.
I've never understood why somebody... I guess the reason why some people do it is because they want to get a very specific gun, and they can't find that gun on the, you know, the normal...
Right, if you want a 1911,
market,
you can absolutely get it. You
right, because there's a ton of them, right?
Right, there's a ton of them, and, you know, they're a fine weapon. The guys that have them swear by them, they work forever, and, you know, when you run out of bullets, you can always whip that heavy-ass thing at them.
She says here, so she wants to do background checks, investigate the NRA... And
the most gun-friendly advocate group on the planet.
No, they're not the most gun-friendly. No, probably like Gun Owners of America.
I'm just joking.
And revoking licenses for gun dealers who break the law.
Gun dealers break the law? I mean, I
probably, you know, you don't fill out the form just right or something. If you know, like with the tax form, if you don't put the check in the right box, you've broken the law.
Gun dealers are not running around trying to give guns to felons.
No, they're not.
It's ridiculous.
She's also reiterating her desire to eliminate the filibuster to pass gun legislation, citing the fact that a majority of Americans support gun restrictions. And her belief that gun control could pass in the Senate. Quote, we got to have a leader who's willing to stand up to the gun lobby and say no more, and to take away one of their principal tools, which is the filibuster. So that's certain people will get up and talk, basically, to somehow stop gun legislation from
right. So she is a senator, and she knows how the filibuster works and all that stuff. Rules have changed in the Senate recently, so I wouldn't claim to know everything about what's going on there. But, you know, the both sides are angry when their stuff isn't getting done. But when they change the rules to benefit them, what they're doing is they're benefiting the other side that's going to get the stuff they want to get. So the Senate is, this very traditional body that has held up legislation of all sorts for a long time.
Could she make it so that you can't filibuster just on gun legislation? Is that what she's saying?
She can't.
She's trying to end the filibuster entirely then?
Yeah, she's using this catastrophe to end the thing that irritates her, which is the filibuster.
Warren's going beyond some of the more commonly discussed ideas, such as stricter background checks or a ban on assault weapons. Her plan also calls for creating a federal licensing system. They don't already have? I guess the licenses right now are for the gun shops, not for the gun owners.
Right. Gun owners get their licenses from the state.
Gun owners do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
In states that require it.
Right, and so what happens if you're a Democrat from Massachusetts is like, this is outrageous that the people go across the border in New Hampshire, buy a gun, return here, and then we can't do anything about it.
Well, they can. They'll arrest you in Massachusetts if you've got a gun without a government permit.
If they catch you with a gun.
Well, they do it. they caught nobody, one of our co-hosts, with a gun down there once, and he lucked out because he took a plea and basically forfeited the gun. So they got a free gun from him. Basically, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Going on here, she says she wants to not only create a federal licensing system, but also limit the number of firearms someone could buy, raise the minimum age to 21.
No collectors then.
Yep, raising the minimum age to 21 for purchasing a gun, holding gun manufacturers liable, presumably for the use of those guns, which is insane.
Well, that's extraordinarily egregious.
Yeah, then we'll just start holding car companies liable for accidents.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Especially if
your Warriors' solution is suing somebody. Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
So if you are a gun control advocate and you want to weigh in, give us your opinion on what should be done, because all of the things the government has done thus far, you know, have had no effect. Because, well, guess what? Crazy people are going to do whatever they want to do. And they're going to find the guns if that's what they want to find. Or if you can't get guns, they'll build bombs. Or something. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Good luck restricting all of the materials from which a bomb could be made. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to jump into those, you'll sound really great. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
I want to tell you about godarkbags.com/FTL. This is a product, it's a newer advertiser here on Free Talk Live. For those of you who, and for good reason, might be concerned with being tracked on and by your smartphone. Because guess what? When you put your phone into airplane mode, and I didn't know this until I learned about it from the folks over at Go Dark Bags, is that apparently in airplane mode, your phone is still keeping track of your location. And then once you take it off of airplane mode, all that data gets transmitted back to Google or whoever it is that would be wanting to keep track of that sort of thing. So what do you do? How is it that you can, you know, can you protect yourself from that knowledge getting out there? And Go Dark Bags has the solution. You go to godarkbags.com/FTL and you can get your Faraday bag from Go Dark Bags. And then you just pop your phone in there whenever you want to be off the grid, so to speak.
I suppose you could turn your phone off, but then you have to trust the people that are tracking you while you're in airplane mode to, you know, that a phone that is off is actually off.
Yeah, a lot of devices say they're off, but you don't really know.
You can't
know.
Even remove the batteries
many
from
phones,
mode.
Yeah, many phones don't allow you to remove the battery.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's a fine solution. Maybe it's not.
GoDarkBags.com/FTL. As we continue here, we've got the story here on Elizabeth Warren, who's a Democratic candidate for president. She's saying she wants to reduce gun deaths by 80%. It says she's got a plan that involves cracking down on the dealers, holding gun manufacturers liable, which is just absolutely insane.
There's a Supreme Court ruling that's coming through on this right now that's
really
going to definitively say one way or the other,
mm-hmm,
as to whether or not gun manufacturers can be held liable. But at this point, all of the case law, I don't care if you're president, I don't care if you're the Speaker of the House, I don't care who you think you are in the United States, the case law that matters is the Supreme Court. You know, the rulings that matter are the Supreme Court's. She's not running for Chief Justice. I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, are you confident the Supreme Court's going to come down with a positive ruling in favor of gun rights?
I'm confident that they will come down with a positive ruling for gun manufacturers.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. Look, what's America good at? Blowing people into little bitty pieces.
Mm-hmm. Protecting industry.
These are the organizations that do it.
Hmm.
Now, they make handguns, but a lot of these people make handguns for the military, too.
Well, right. The gun manufacturers, if they were going to make gun manufacturers liable for the usage of those guns, they would exempt their own agencies. So, any gun manufacturer selling to the military wouldn't be held liable for any of the murders committed by, you know, the military men.
Look, a lot of these gun manufacturers are selling to the military.
I know that.
So, like, the different army...
That's what I'm saying. They would have an exemption for that.
A military exemption to being held liable.
So if it was ruled that they would be held liable for a private person killing another person,
yeah,
but then there would be an exemption in whatever law or ruling or whatever where there would be a carve-out. Like, yeah, well, you can have the government can go and mass murder with your guns and you wouldn't be held liable for that.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That's
but that doesn't work. Change the fact that the companies that make the guns will still go out of business whether or not they go out of business because the people got blown up, got killed by a government agent or by an individual.
You don't think they could stay in business with just the government buying their guns?
No. Not the big ones. Not all of them, no.
Hmm.
There would be a huge amount of attrition. United States is
what about international
gigantic
sales?
A market for handgun sales.
What about international sales?
No, I don't.
Do you think the litigation towards the gun manufacturers would be that significant?
Yes, I do. Look, are we talking about all the gun manufacturers or some of the gun manufacturers? Absolutely, some gun manufacturers.
Well, they wouldn't be able to discriminate in theory.
There
have to target
Belgian gun manufacturers, okay?
Well, yeah, so, they can't regulate that.
But they sell most of their handguns in the United States,
mm-hmm,
or to militaries.
Let's talk to Larry. He's in Evansville, Indiana, listening, I believe, on WGBF. Hello, Larry.
Hello. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Before I make a comment about this gun control thing, Elizabeth Warren, not that I'm correcting you, but I'm correcting a common mistake, Ian, that when people talk about, you mentioned that Elizabeth Warren was a Democratic candidate. They often put Democratic in front of everything they do. Because the Democratic Party, the Democratic movement, all those types of things. She is a Democrat. Because the trick of using Democratic in front of all those things is that they make it sound like it's big, small d democracy. And it's not. They might as well say, Democratic Socialism, they might as well say Democratic Tyranny. Because all the only difference between socialism and Democratic Socialism is the ballot box, which they are seeking to control as well. I don't know if you want to, if you agree with that or not, but...
So you think it's the term Democratic lens somehow covers?
Cover?
Yeah. Well, people typically say that the United States is a democracy.
Yeah,
right? So if you believe in majority rules and you have...
But it is a republic, and whatever. Saying that it's a republic as opposed to a democracy, I don't know. I mean, to me, I guess neither one of these terms really it's not a compliment whenever I use either of those terms.
Well, sure. I agree. I mean, not to cause any kind of argument between anybody here, I happen to be a constitutional conservative, but I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. Concerning this gun control, we have to look back in time. They're following such old, I'll say, advice. And there's two specific quotes. One goes this way. Cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with the view of confiscating them and leaving the population defenseless. Another is this. A system of licensing and registration is the perfect device to deny gun ownership to, here's the key word, bourgeoisie. Those two quotes came from Vladimir Lenin.
Mm. And these are not new ideas. That's
even,
for sure.
Even if the federal government takes and says, no, we're going to give, which is kind of a Republican concept right now, of taking block grants or grants given to the state, have them work out their own system, there will be some sort of federal level as they call it, quote unquote, oversight or management of this, so they, FBI and other organizations, would have access to these state registries.
Yeah.
They're not going to let the states do this. I'll call it an experiment by themselves because they have control over that because the states would be getting grants from the federal government. Therefore, they would claim to some form of authority over the way that they're used or the information. Those that would have access to the information that the states would generate through the registration of these guns.
Well, yet another argument to secede now from the United States. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Take the grant money.
That's a step in the right direction.
That's what New Hampshire did with seatbelts. It's the only state in the union where adults don't have to wear seatbelts.
Right. You can call that nullification of the federal government.
In that case, it's really nothing. They just didn't take the grant.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Gun control or whatever's on your mind. It's the Sunday edition live here on Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believed to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Roush announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Roush says he got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Roush says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area. They then began both a ground and air search.
Roush serving time on kidnapping charges when he escaped from prison on a tractor he was approved to operate. Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy results expected to be released soon. He committed suicide Sunday morning by hanging himself in his jail cell. He was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges. He was on suicide watch, but procedures were not being followed and investigations underway. I'm John DeMaster.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want to say thank you to Save a Horse, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Save a Horse is a supporter of Free Talk Live. For $5 a month, that's all it costs to become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like the message of this program, if you like the idea that we're talking about freedom, talking about liberty and peace and cryptocurrency, things that we discuss throughout an entire week on over 200 radio stations, then you can help us out. You can support the show for $5 a month, just like Save a Horse, over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You will get some perks, some bonuses as a result of your AMP, and your AMP will help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the U.S. and beyond. So thank you to Save a Horse and everybody else who amps the program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then there's a little bit more here from NPR about this Elizabeth Warren and her tax the guns, regulate the guns, more regulations plan that she's got here. We got Pete first there in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Pete.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Good to speak to you again.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My comments are just... so common sense that it's mind-boggling to me that they even have to be said in a country as great as this that should have the best education system, et cetera. But how can we hold a gun manufacturer accountable for something that someone chose to do after they purchased it. We don't do the same for car manufacturers when someone decides to drive into a crowd of people and kill them.
Well, that will open a dangerous Pandora's box if they do, because then somebody will get it into their head that they should go after car manufacturers as well. I would tell you this, right now, this sort of has already started on the internet. There have been some very disturbing cases where people who've created websites have been held liable for the actions of their users on those websites. So a good example of this would be, of course, the Silk Road, which was an underground marketplace where people sold and purchased drugs. They put the person who created that website in a prison cell for a double life sentence plus 40 years. Then there was the Backpage.com guys that went to, I believe they went to prison in that particular case as well. Again, just because their users were using a platform that was created, they were held liable for it. So we've already begun going down this very disturbing road of holding a creator of a thing liable for somebody else's usage of that thing. I think this is a very dark time for you know, for the freedom to do business.
Bars and bartenders would be another example.
Look back at Prohibition when they, you know, bootleggers, they didn't invent alcohol, they just manufactured it without, you know, certain having to pay all the taxes to the government for having it FDA approved or whatnot. I mean, it's just, you said slippery path. I think we're already there.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends on who gets elected as far as how socialist and how much more freedom we will be giving up, but. You know, I guess good luck to everybody.
You're right. It doesn't matter who gets elected, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Donald Trump or whoever it ends up being. We're going to have less freedom when the next 4 years are
done. That's kind of their shtick.
So vote accordingly.
Not what is that? What is Brewster's Millions? Vote none of the above or something?
There you go. Pete, good call, man. Right, thanks for sharing tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, actually, we've got a co-host who just changed his name to Nobody, and he is planning on running for office, so people will finally have a chance.
Richie, would you vote for none of the above or Nobody or whatever?
No.
No.
So you wouldn't even vote for Nobody?
I wouldn't even vote for Nobody.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
part of
right.
it, here's the thing. Part of it is, like, I'm out of that system. Right, like I'm not on the
You're not registered.
I'm never registered, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be. I don't even want them to know that I'm here as much as possible.
Do you have a driver's license?
No.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You
free traveler.
That's awesome.
Or whatever that's called.
Love that.
Jail bait.
That's something else, Mark.
Okay.
We talked about that on Friday night when we discussed Cody Wilson taking a guilty plea out in Austin for. Having sex with a young lady who obviously knew what she was doing, but that's a whole other story. So going back to Elizabeth Warren, she's got a plan. She wants to hold gun manufacturers liable and in some cases even holding gun industry CEOs personally liable. She also wants to raise taxes for gun manufacturers from 10% to 30% on guns and from 11% to 50% on ammunition.
Because that won't get passed on to the consumers at all.
I'm pretty sure that's the point of a tax.
Yeah.
Additionally, Warren's plan calls for $100 million annual investment into gun violent research.
So this is the part that I think is most interesting. She's ready to give your tax money, $100 million of it every year.
It's an investment, Mark. She's just going to pay dividends.
Into gun research.
That's what investments
do. And that's very interesting. However, the Center for Disease Control did a study, and I think it was in 1994, but it was certainly in the 90s. And in that study, they found that guns were used well more than 1 million times every year to prevent crime.
I've heard it's like 2 million times.
Fine. Call it 2 million times. Well more than 1 million times in a year. Now, anybody who wants to talk about gun violence, gun deaths, or anything like that, the number million doesn't come up. Like, that's right. A big number. So a million crimes per year are prevented because of guns in the United States, according to this old study from the 90s by the Center for Disease Control. So, presuming that this is so, now I haven't read this thing exhaustively, but we've gone through it on the air, so it exists. What if this $100 million investment over the course of, say, let's say $300 million over the course of 3 years or 4 years, whatever, in her presidency, results in the government saying, because it said it once, Turns out it's safer if everybody just carries a gun.
Well, then they'll declare the results to be inconclusive.
Right.
We've got to study this more until we get the result we want.
That's how this is going to go, is that they're not going to study this unless studying it means finding out what they want to find out. Now, there's some interesting statistics when it comes to guns and making them illegal. Richie, you had something on states.
Right.
I don't want to say it. I want you to say it.
I pulled up some statistics just because I'm from the state of Hawaii, as you may know. Mm. And
that's special. It's an island.
Okay. And that could be what makes it special.
Yep. It's a lot easier to limit guns on an island than it is on a continent, and especially a continent that already has 600 million of them.
And on that island, it has very, very restrictive gun laws. Like, you can't do anything with it aside from, like, buy it, put it in its case, transport it to your house in its case, and then to the gun range. And that's it. They have to have carry licensure, but you have to have like a special case approved by the chief of police, and no one gets approved.
They've got all kinds of feral hogs in Hawaii. How do they kill them? Like big Samoans just jump on them with a knife in their teeth?
I had a friend who went bow hunting.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so, you can kill them that way.
So I don't know, right? I don't know because I'm not my family owns firearms, but I didn't grow up with it. Right, mm-hmm. I went to the range like once or twice as a kid. I fired a .22 in high school, but I didn't grow up around it. It's not part of my existence there. But the gun laws are very restrictive, and yet it's one of the safest places to be as far as gun violence and gun deaths. So. This is from the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Is it possible that it's one of those cultural changes, like that there's a different culture out there?
Absolutely could be.
It doesn't sound like it from these numbers. Go ahead and read them.
So this is from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Number of deaths due to injury by firearm per 100,000 population from 2017. This is the time frame. So Hawaii is the safest. 2.5 gun deaths per 100,000 of population.
This includes suicides or accidental discharge and that kind of thing?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
You can't get killed by a gun if there isn't a gun to accidentally discharge, right?
Mm-hmm. The national average is 12. Mm-hmm. So 4 or 5 times less than the national average.
What is 2, 3, 4, 5?
New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
So these places all have pretty severe gun control.
Which would lead one to believe that gun control is the answer to
gun deaths.
Sure.
And gun violence? Is that what it says? Gun deaths, right?
This is gun number of deaths due to injury by firearms.
Okay. All right, there's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. We got more to dig into as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to get interactive over there, generally with the different chat rooms, but if you want to call in, you'll sound really great on the Discord platform. Again, that's discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, I do want to make sure that you know about different ways that you can interact with Free Talk Live. We do have our Twitch channel and also the DLive channel. So these are our video versions of the show. You can go to DLive.lrn.fm to find the DLive channel, or Twitch.lrn.fm to watch us there. And we have crossed the 1,000 follower threshold on Twitch, so thank you to everybody who has done that.
Does Twitch.freetalklive.com go to the same place?
Probably.
And does DLive.freetalklive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I made those two. So anyway, yeah, you can go to either one of those. But using the LRN URL shorter, so that's why I get that one out. Shorter is usually better when it comes to URLs.
I do wonder if people know what .fm even means sometimes.
Yeah.
I think of the logo, people don't really get it.
Like a country code?
Federated Micronesia.
There you go.
Is what it stands for.
Yeah.
So let's go on here. We've been talking about statistics, actually. We got away from the Elizabeth Warren plan to lower gun violence by 80%. Richie, you had some statistics about deaths related to firearms, right? Is that what it is?
Number of deaths due to injury by firearm per 100,000 population, specifically.
Right. So this could be a violent death. This could be somebody accidentally shooting themselves. This could be a purposeful shooting of oneself. All of those things would qualify in the statistic.
Hunting accident?
Yeah. I mean, I could dig deeper into the study.
Yeah, well, that's what it means. I mean, if it's a firearm death, that's how they do these.
He's saying very specific things that
I'm saying
know.
These are likely included.
Right.
If it's a firearm-related death, that doesn't just mean it was somebody murdering another person.
Right, and that's what it's intended to look like. So, and that's why they do that. So I would be much more interested in knowing the statistics of gun deaths due to gun crimes mm-hmm. as opposed to gun deaths, because to me, first off, I consider it cleaning up the gene pool when somebody who is, you know, kills themselves with their own gun by accident.
Okay.
All right. I mean, sorry it happened to your family, but, you know, this is kind of how these things go. You knew that when you bought the gun, that they kill people, and that's what they're designed to do.
Which is why my wife is very opposed to having a firearm in the apartment or in the house.
I've heard statistics that, well, you can't die from a gun you don't have. The other thing is that hunting accidents are infrequent, but they do happen, and they wouldn't have happened if you didn't go hunting. I mean, you had a gun too, right?
Yeah.
Suicide by gun? You know, it's tragic when it happens to your family, but that's a success, right? Like, the person who had the gun used it for what they wanted to use it for at that time.
All right, so I do have the statistic I think that you're looking for here, Mark. This is from Wikipedia, citing a list of U.S. states per capita, so per 100,000.
Yep.
They're looking at murder and non-negligent manslaughter rate.
Okay.
And so the numbers are from 2015.
Now, that doesn't include cops.
Probably not, because it's not murder when they do it.
No.
Right?
Murder is a crime.
Yeah. So, according to the statistics here, actually, New Hampshire bests Hawaii in this chart. New Hampshire at 1.1.
Ha. Ooh! Right.
New Hampshire at 1.1. Murder / non-negligent manslaughter yeah. per 100,000. Hawaii in at number 2 on the list
right.
at 1.3. Followed by Vermont at 1.6.
But
and then Maine.
When you look at the gun laws, though,
mm-hmm.
they're so diametrically opposed.
Completely different between New Hampshire and Hawaii.
That there yep. must be more to it.
Well, it's part
it has to be culture.
It's not just culture. It's also being an island in the middle of the Pacific.
I'll grant both of those.
I'm willing to give a little bit of nudge to culture, but I mm-hmm. think largely, look, I've said it over and over again, is that Great Britain had some success with this because they're an island and they can control what comes in and what goes out. It's a lot harder to bring in a boatload of guns.
Yeah, but we bring in a boatload of firearms fireworks every New Year's.
To Hawaii, even though they're illegal?
Even though they're illegal.
Yeah. Well, the fireworks are more fun. And, it's just proof, right? They get it on the island. There's no doubt that you can get around those things. But it's not so easy, and one doesn't want to take the risk. The thing about gun owners is you've got to, you're either squeaky clean or dirty, dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Sure.
Like one or the others when it comes in and when it comes down to this. And the kind of people that are going to move guns are not the kind of people that you want to cross. And it's probably not enough money for them.
Could be true as well.
You know what?
But there are gun shops. There are gun shops in Hawaii. You can buy it. They're available for purchase.
It says here that there's a tremendous amount of gun ownership in Hawaii.
There might be.
45.1%.
That seems high to me. In my experience, that seems high.
I mean, they only say here that New Hampshire, now this is what's reported, right? So New Hampshire, you don't have to report anything to anybody.
Okay.
So it's probably going based on, I don't know what the I have not looked far enough to see where they're sourcing these numbers from, but New Hampshire only at 14.4%.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if the local natives or whatever terminology one wishes to use for the Hawaiian folks out there, that they've got guns and they use them for pests and varmints and stuff. And that backs up your culture argument, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I also did pull up the not just firearm safety, or not deaths, but just general homicide rate. So that was where I thought New Hampshire was also at the top, and it is. New Hampshire at 1.0 homicide rate per 100,000 population. So there's just not a lot of violent acts that happen here that result in death, period, in New Hampshire. Below New Hampshire, you got North Dakota at 1.3. Actually, Vermont has gone up this chart. It used to be pretty close to New Hampshire. Back in 2010, it was 1.0 for New Hampshire and 1.1 for Vermont. Vermont is now doubled to 2.2. So Vermont now twice as violent.
Well, Vermont's only got 600,000 people in it, so that was probably two people doing something.
Well, it's per capita. Right, per capita.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So there you go. There's some statistics. Was there more that we needed to pick apart on that, or did we
Well, you kind of did it, but I have this from U.S. News. The best states for public safety, so the
safest
measuring crime level in each state. And according to this, I think it was 2019, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Idaho were the top five safest states.
New Jersey?
Number four. I don't know. Again,
must be the rest of the Garden State. And Camden.
I will never go back to North Bergen, New Jersey. I had a harrowing experience there.
Either way, I want to say conflicting or opposing statistics as far as gun-related deaths versus actual safety, right? Hawaii, low gun-related deaths, right? Not does not correlate necessarily to being a safe place to be. You mentioned, earlier, Mark, off air, that the gun takes away the equalizing ability of weaker, feebler, older people to defend themselves.
God made man, same cult made them equal.
Exactly. And you don't have that necessarily.
That's what's going on in Great Britain right now is that crimes are being committed with knives, but knives are the weapon of a bigger, stronger person because they can wield them. You know, Granny having a knife against this big chav, 250-pound chav, it's not going to do any good.
Sure. But chav's British slang for like a scumbag, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't know. I probably said some racial slur. I don't even know.
No, it's British slang.
Okay.
And my dad would say it's easier to outrun a knife than a gun.
Right.
So,
right. If you know they've got it. But
unless the person is skilled in throwing the knife.
Sure, but even that's not going to have the velocity of a bullet.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't throw knives.
unless they're throwing knives.
You have to be skilled in throwing the knife. Otherwise,
it has to be a throwing knife.
Yeah.
Okay?
Has to land the right way.
Yeah. Axe throwing is the thing now.
Yeah. It's fun to throw axes, sure. There's no doubt. But, again, if you have a weapon, don't get it out of your hand. Use it if you're going to use it, but don't throw it, for God's sake. It's like in The Last Samurai, Tom Hanks throws a samurai sword. Good Lord.
So you practice all that with the throwing knives and then you just hang on to them in the fight?
You don't use throwing knives.
Right. So 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. Coming up, we've got a sad, sad day. I mean, we have been kind of broadcasting over the years the failure of the print industry, and, you know, it's kind of funny to watch the newspapers fold up and go away and as they struggle to remain relevant in today's day and age of digital delivery. But it is sad to see Mad Magazine closing up shop after
50-plus years.
Decades.
Cracked made the transition. Mad didn't.
Yeah, that's a good point. More on the way here. Our toll-free number. Because Cracked was always, like, nowhere near the popularity of Mad Magazine back in the day when I was growing up.
Yeah.
There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts. Whatever you want goes here on Free Talk Live.
You might be living in a free country, but are you living a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.